everyone. You're very welcome to Ireland's Protect with me, John Morley. Coming up on the programme today, we look at Liquid Gas Ireland's call for a mixed technology approach to decarbonise rural homes. If you want to get a comment into the programme, you can do on our text and WhatsApp line. That's 086-3833-553. You can email irishprotect@goibfm.ie. Go on to irishprotect.ie where you can take the carbon footprint calculator. All that plus lots more coming up on Irish to Protect. And a very good morning to you. Very welcome into today's programme. Did I say I'm joined on the line by Liquid Gas Ireland Policy Director Philip Hannan? Philip, good morning.
Good morning.
It's a very interesting analysis you've done there in Liquid Gas Ireland, Philip Hannan. You might just talk me through some of the findings. It shows that 68% of households in Galway are still reliant on high carbon fuels for home heating. That's quite astonishing.
Yeah, well, basically these figures come from an analysis we've done of the census figures, which people will notice are coming out in dribs and drabs, and there's fantastic information there. But we looked at the heating section in particular, and when we drilled down into them, that, you know, despite efforts by the government to promote people to move to heat pumps and away from fossil fuels, there is quite a stubborn adherence still to fossil fuels in parts of Ireland, and it's particularly high in Galway. And we find it's of more prevalence in areas that don't have access to the natural gas grid. You know, there is quite a few towns in Galway do have access to the grid, the city and places like Tuam and Headford and Ballinasloe and Loughrea, but any areas outside that don't. So that essentially means that if people want to move away from their oil boilers or are still using peat or to a lesser extent coal, they really have no option other than to install a heat pump. But the problem with that is that despite government grants, you have to do massive retrofitting if you can get the workers to make it efficient in your house. SEA's own figures is it's up to about €60,000 to retrofit your house and install a heat pump. Now, you will get generous government grants of about €20,000, but still, you know, that's beyond the reach of most homeowners. So I think people are struggling with that, and they're carrying on with their kerosene boilers, which is a pity. What we're arguing is that renewable liquid gas, that's LPG and bio-LPG, that people will be familiar with, used coming in the cylinders and the tanks. These are lower carbon emitting fuels that can do the same job concerning lowering carbon, but a much cheaper price to install. For example, you can install a renewable ready gas boiler in a typical 1970s home with some minor retrofitting and some solar panels for about 11,000 to do the same job to put in a heat pump, and the deep retrofitting is going to cost you about €60,000. So, you know, we think the government needs to be incentivizing people not to just be installing heat pumps, but also incentivizing them to install renewable ready gas boilers.
And from your study of the CSO figures, is it mainly a problem in rural Galway and rural Ireland?
Yeah, well, it would tend to be stronger in the areas that don't have the mix. You know, I think I'm just looking at the figures here. There's the, you know, since the last census, the 2016. There's actually been an increase in people using home heating oil. Well, that's across the whole county, but it's probably more prevalent in rural areas where most people would be using home heating oil. It's now at about 58%, and it's quite interesting as well. 12% of Galway households use peat, which you would expect, I suppose, in the west of Ireland, and there's 2% on coal. Now, these are all extremely high carbon emitting fuels. And if we want to get serious in reducing carbon emissions and meeting our targets by 2030 and 2050, well, we have to move off these. Now, we recognize heat pumps basically work, and they were for renewable fuels, but they're beyond the reach of most people in rural off-grid areas. We're encouraging the government to incentivize people to look at other options as well that can run alongside them, such as renewable ready gas boilers, which again allows for people to use renewable fuels and not fossil fuels.
Are there still though carbon emissions with some of those gas fuels that you are on about?
Well, LPG is a fossil fuel, but it's a significantly lower emitting fossil fuel. But bio-LPG, which is the renewable version of it, produces 80% less carbon emissions than oil, than home heating oil, for example. You know, it's certified as a renewable fuel by the European Union, and it is a pathway to complete decarbonisation. The beauty of these is that they can be blended together. You can have a tank where you use LPG currently, but then you can mix it with bio-LPG and eventually move fully to bio-LPG. There are other gases as well in development called RDME. These are all made from renewable feedstocks, meaning animal waste, plant waste, municipal waste. And the eventual aim of the industry is by 2040 that all the product, liquid gas products used in Ireland will be 100% bio-LPG and possibly RDME. So it's basically an alternative pathway to decarbonisation.
Okay, and these gases that you're on about, the bio gases, obviously made from bioplants.
They're made from what's known as renewable feedstocks. So the processes vary. They're made from animal waste. They're made from plant waste. They're made increasingly from what we call black bin waste, which is municipal waste. Currently, we export most of our municipal waste to be processed in other countries. There is a great opportunity in Ireland to develop renewable feedstocks here in Ireland that could be converted more to bioliquids and biogases. But the key point about these is they're extremely low carbon emitting.
And we keep hearing the word net zero and net zero. And do you think that these gases can help us get to net zero by those targets?
Oh, undoubtedly. I mean, there's no question about it, because alongside the technologies of heat pumps, they can move us in that direction. I mean, as I say, bio-LPG is lower carbon emitting. Therefore, the more you use it, the more you're reducing your carbon. And then when you're transitioning to bio-LPG, you're producing a minimal amount of carbon emissions. So yes, they're just another option. But as I say, currently, they're not supported by any SEA grants, both for homeowners and for industry. And we feel it would be meritorious of the government to look at giving people options beyond heat pumps.
Mm. And if people want to get more details on the mixed technology and the bioliquid gases, where is the best place to do that?
Well, they could look at the LGI website. There's a lot of information on there. Also, the two main member companies that supply the products are Flowgas and Caller, that people will be very, very familiar with, seeing their trucks crisscrossing the country.
That's brilliant. Well, Philip Hannan, Liquid Gas Ireland Policy Director, thank you for joining us on Ars to Protect.
Thank you very much.
And that is all from this week's edition of Ars to Protect. Join us next Thursday at 11:30, where we look at how to tackle indoor air pollution.
Ars to Protect, brought to you by Galway Bay FM, the IBI, and funded by Comisiún na mBan with the television licence fee. Check out arstoprotect.ie for more info.